It's an introduction to what the overall subject that I've entitled the Ark, which meaning I assume most of you will remember what the Ark was to Noah and his family. So it is to my family, my seed, both spiritual and biological, to whom this series of audios is addressed. You know who you are, few in number. There are those that, in addition to my biological seed, some 9 grandchildren and 6 sons and daughters, that are spiritual in descendancy, so to speak, with whom I've had very deep relationships that could only be attributed to the Holy Spirit being between us. I intend on making a series, basically the spoken word of things that I've learned over the years, as all of you, most of which were in my middle portion of my life, where I was married and raising children, and with such come various problems and difficulties, from which I turned to the Almighty God and to His Word to find out what the answer was. I didn't know any better, nor anyone who knew answers. So I've written all those in 3 books, First and Second Realm, Second and Third Realm, and Road Signs. And this simply is a reiteration of much that's in those books, which are nothing more than a compilation of papers of answers that I received from him when I would ask him, how do I solve this, what's wrong, so forth and so on. But I just want to let the sound of my voice perhaps carry some sort of message by the tone of my voice, passion, inflection, whatever it might be, to you, my seed. I was born in rural Kentucky to a very humble beginning, so to speak, not to overuse the word, but we didn't have much. But I did, according to his plan and program, wound up walking in the woods from the time I was about 7. And that continued until I was about 11 or 12. And then it started to diminish as I grew older and older in my teenage years. I was visited by the presence of the Most High God. His Holy Spirit would come upon me in conviction some 3 times. Once when I was a young boy, again in my early mid-teens, both times of which I rejected him. I guess I sort of knew what he wanted, which was literally everything. So I rejected him, and he visited me a 3rd time. And as I heard that night, this was the last time he was going to visit me. I was 26 down in southern Mexico, Central America, and he visited me in the middle of the night. That story is written in some of the papers, but deep contrition, brokenness, weeping for hours. But that night, I was born again by the Holy Spirit. There was, I mentioned before, these papers and these series of audios are essentially results that I had on problems and struggles that I had as a young man, as you will have also. But I'm now near the end of my both professional and secular career. About early in 1992, I was told unequivocally that I had shown myself, and I was to go hide myself. So I wound up I was working for myself at the time. So I wound up going into the woods, walking hours at a time. Didn't matter what the weather was, hot, cold, rain, snow, wind, whatever it was. On this, I don't know, maybe 500 to 800 acres behind me. At the time, I had access to all of it. And I would sit on stumps and rocks and by the creek banks, under trees. Deja vu to what I used to do when I was 7, 8, 9, and 10. Quite an experience. I was like a little boy with a crystal set that we used to have back in the 40s and 50s that had only one frequency to it, and hoping to get a reception from a radio station that was nearby. But I didn't know how to hear God. I didn't know where he was. Didn't even know if he was sending a transmission out. If so, at what time? And if so, what frequency? You multiply all those together and get the odds of me hearing him, and they would be pretty slim. But eventually I did. He was gracious. I don't know how many years it took, how many thousands of miles. I was walking some 3 to 5 miles a day, nearly every day, for several years. That adds up. The solitude was bittersweet. My social life was little or nothing. But as that diminished, so did my relationship with him wax stronger and stronger, clearer and clearer. The impetus, I suppose, was my observance within what little social ring I had of the loss of sense, of reason, loss of thinking, loss of anything that was above a level two conversation about the weather and aches and pains and what kind of car you drive. So this is not a new story. Many men of much higher import than I, Francis Schaeffer, who recently, Leonard Ravenhill in the 70s and 80s, Albert Tozer in the, excuse me, Asen Tozer in the 50s and 60s, and you go back to Albert Nock, and even back into the Middle Ages, so forth. This morning, my wife read to me Isaiah 60, which I will quote. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. By the time many of you listen to this recording, more than likely you will be in difficult times. And I only say that how deeply I love you and that your grandfather and your mentor prayed for you. This 23rd of October, 2015. You will find in the midst of the tempest, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of trying circumstances, in the midst of what causes absolute terror and fear in most people, you will find a peace. Simply just stop and and listen for him. I know. Because I did, and I have found him. And so can you. Godspeed.